This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. The state's oil and gas industry has given up on one potential ballot initiative to protect fossil fuel-powered appliances. But CPR's Sam Brash reports the idea isn't dead just yet.
Cities like Crested Butte and Lafayette already require all-electric buildings. That means no hookups for gas stoves or furnaces. The industry-backed Energy Choice ballot initiative would have banned those standards, but supporters didn't turn in the necessary signatures by a deadline last week. It's now shifting gears to focus on a similar but separate initiative with a signature deadline set for early August. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
CU Boulder has picked a new chancellor to start in July. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports that Regents have approved a three-year contract for Justin Schwartz.
Schwartz is currently the provost at Pennsylvania State University. He'll replace Philip DeStefano, who retired after 15 years in the role. Regent Leslie Smith.
There is a lot of excitement from the faculty regarding Dr. Schwartz becoming our next chancellor. And everybody here in Boulder is really excited.
Schwartz says he'll boost efforts to make sure students who enroll at CU leave with a degree. He brings more than 30 years' experience in higher education to his new post. Schwartz holds a PhD in nuclear engineering from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
The Colorado Avalanche take the ice tonight in the Stanley Cup playoffs. The Avs are in Canada to play the Winnipeg Jets. The first team to win four games moves on. Tonight's game starts at 5 on ESPN2. This is CPR News and KRCC.